There's a lesson in there somewhere.
Practice and
kicking. You should practice on kicking. Hello, fans, lovely people. Hope you had a happy Thanksgiving. This is the Bottom Line Sports Talk with Gary.
And Kerry.
We are here to deliver you great sports content. Lovely hitting cultural topics as well. How was your Thanksgiving?
It was good, man. It was real good. I had a chance to hang out with the family. Wasn't long enough. Had to be back in town for work. But overall, blessed and happy that the good Lord made me see another year where I can see you and spend time with my family. What about you?
I am happy that I saw a high school football game after. Damn, it's been a long time. Probably about 10 20, years.
10?
Probably about 10 years.
About 12 years.
No, I've been to some.
Oh,
well, yeah. So about 10 years. Shout out to the Faraday Trojans.
Shout out to the Faraday Trojans.
You're so loud. All of my ears.
Hopefully y'all can get that dub tomorrow where y'all can go to the Superdome and get the ship.
Yeah, but shout out to the Faraday Trojans. That was a live game, smaller school, but got a lot of faithful fans.
Got a lot of faithful fans out there.
You can't do it. I got to do it already. For that dog pound, baby.
Dog pound.
But yeah, shout out to Faraday. It's a great time. Thanksgiving, the whole 9 yards. But, you know, got to get back to the grizzly grind. Anyway, man, you know, you doing good. I'm doing good.
Yep.
All that good stuff. All that good stuff.
All that good stuff.
So hit him with a couple quick hitters. What you got?
Klay Thompson, last week, since he's injured with an Achilles, he had a chance to broadcast, do some play-by-play for the Golden State Warriors last week, and I have to say it was definitely entertaining to watch athlete. He's watching the game, man. He's giving you the same reaction that you would give if you were in the stands. So it was definitely good to see and hear Klay Thompson on doing the play-by-play and being an analyst. And also, he had a chance to take away the sports reporter, take away her mic, and interview one of his teammates as well by the name of Omari Spellman. So it was just good. It would feel good to see him react the same way as if I were there as well. So that's one of them. And also, we have some news with the Georgetown Hoyas. Their starting point guard, James Akinjo, and their starting forward, Josh LeBlanc, are no longer with Georgetown. They are transferring from their program. Three more players on that team were suspended as well. The main two I'm hitting with those are because LeBlanc, which is from Louisiana, unfortunately, he decided to transfer because I'm pretty sure it was something, some sexual allegations, some sexual assault stuff going on with him. So he decided to transfer. And James Akinjo, he just transferred or decided to transfer as well. So I'm not sure why he's transferring. But he's a kid out of California, out of Oakland. They had a real good season so far, and I picked them to make the NCAA tournament. So hopefully Patrick Ewing can still coach that team to get them to the tournament. Yeah, that's one of my quick hitters. A couple of my quick hitters.
So, yeah, we got the FIFA president. Oh, I'm sorry, FIFA official that was banned for bidding on some games. And when I say some games, it goes back a long time, but millions of dollars have been bidded / embezzled. He's finally banned from soccer. FIFA is the soccer international.
Right.
He's been banned from that, of course. So that was just really funny to me. But I guess since we on betting, let's get into Josh Shaw. Josh Shaw. A little bit of a background for you. Now, if you don't know.
Talk about it.
Josh Shaw is, I'm sorry, I guess you can say was. Josh Shaw was a player in the NFL. He's currently suspended right now. And he's suspended for betting. And the reason why this is so interesting is because the NFL, the NFL has legalized betting.
Right.
Betting to go on for games, whether it be whatever. So he was a defensive back for the Arizona Cardinals, injured. On top of all this great magic, he was in Vegas. Vegas this weekend gambling. Now, according to what I saw, this is his first time actually doing it. And this shows you where his loyalties lie. Well, Mr. Shaw bet against his team. So he bet against his team. He was gambling. The interesting thing is whenever you get ready to go gamble in Vegas, you have to, you know, fill out a I guess you can call it a card or a form. Mm-hmm. If you're going to do this and you know it's illegal, you would think that you wouldn't put down your real profession.
Right.
Or let's just be smart and I won't put the bet down myself. I'll just go give it to somebody else.
He has to put it down, right.
Well, he put down his profession of being a professional football player. So, of course, Vegas has to alert the NFL. The NFL got wind of it. My man suspended. Interesting fact. He's the first player to be suspended in 36 years for betting.
In the NFL.
And the last player to be suspended was 36 years ago. The Colts were still classified as Baltimore.
Wow, yeah. That's a long time ago.
The unique thing with Mr. Josh is that this ain't his first time getting in trouble.
It ain't.
His first time getting in trouble was about 4 or 5 years ago when he was attending the College of USC. Oh, it was his senior year, one fateful night. Mr. Shaw lied to his coaches about why he had high ankle sprains. And his reasoning was, and I quote, "I jumped out the balcony to go ahead and save my nephew." And this is how he caught 2 high ankle sprains. And it was the story of the century, and everybody wanted to know about it. Everybody wanted to hear about his heroics.
You know what this reminds me of? You remember the Big Sean song, "Jump Out the Window"? Like jumping out the window.
So he jumped out the window, quote unquote, to save his nephew. Well, story got so big, I guess he felt guilty or he got caught up in his lies. I don't know. But what truly happened was the one thing that we heard, but what I keep seeing, the one thing that everybody heard was that he jumped out the window to get away from his girlfriend's new boyfriend. I don't know if that's true. This is the other side. Allegedly. He jumped out the window to get away from the police because he and his girlfriend had got into an altercation. Now, I don't know which one sounds better to tell. I feel like the boyfriend jumping out the window.
I feel like, yeah, you run away from the cops.
The cops don't sound that heroic. It sounds like you bad, you know, when you run out the window. Well, when you jump, not run, but jump out the window. Because if he would have ran, I don't know. Maybe he wouldn't have suffered 2, maybe he just suffered 1.
Right.
But when you jump out the window for... When you jump out the window for, you know, you and your girlfriend getting into it, you want to get caught up by the police and you lie and all that, I don't know. It don't sound very. I feel like the boyfriend went better. But anyway, what would you have done different?
In the gambling situation?
Yeah.
Not doing it at all. Not doing it at all. That's one. Not doing it at all. If anything, I would have probably paid somebody to be like, hey, just get a regular Joe off the streets and say, hey, do you gamble? 9 times out of 10, you gotta point out the guy or woman that don't know anything about sports. They don't follow you. And 9 times out of 10 as well, if they not a true Arizona Cardinals fan and you in Vegas, they probably won't know who you are anyway. So this is what I would do. I'll be incognito. I would dress up as a bum with a holy shirt with some holes in my pants and be like, yo, I need you to bet on this team right here for me. I'm going to give you this amount of money and I'm going to also pay you this money just to do it. Now, if he get a woman or a male that don't know nothing about it, he probably wouldn't have to pay him anything. He's like, just, hey, $50 here for you.
I think you're being too complicated.
No, that ain't complicated. Well, you got to be smart in these kind of situations.
No, I'm saying you being too complicated. I wouldn't get no regular, ordinary Joe. He was there with his friends. I'm assuming he was there with his friends.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'm not paying them bums. You already riding off of me for free anyway.
True enough.
You going up there to place this bet. Like, why? I'm going to put the money in your account. I'm going to give, I don't know. I'm not going to do it. Why? Why would I do it? I'm the football player. I'm the money maker. I'm the breadwinner. Why am I doing this? That's what make him look so, like, did you want a thrill? What is it that you wanted? Like, you look dumb.
Right. And if you played your cards right, you still going to get more money if you play well anyway. No, that's the part we all missing right now.
I'm not mad at him for gambling. I'm mad because he did it himself.
Yeah, that was stupid on his part. Again, I don't know if he was there with his friends.
Yeah, I'm assuming he was there with his friends. Well, I know if he hurt, I know he ain't go alone.
Well, it was, that's what
so
I'm saying.
So he was there with somebody he knows.
If he went there, if he just went up there by solo dolo, follow my plan. My plan would have worked to a T.
I'm not getting no regular. It doesn't say anything about you can't have a friend gamble. Like now we got to get into the gray area. It says you can't gamble. It says gambling is legal.
Don't say your friend can't.
Say your friend can't. Don't say your girlfriend
Not that you say all that, dog. That was pretty stupid if he did have his friends right there and ain't telling him to do it. Maybe he just wanted a thrill, like he wasn't going to get caught. But you knew you were going to get caught, especially if you put professional NFL player on the card.
Don't make no sense.
Yeah. You get the stupid award for the month. Well, hold on. They're probably, it's a tie right now between him and the Brazilian official that's banned from the.
No, he not dumb. He just got caught. He been doing it for decades.
It ain't cheating if you ain't trying.
It ain't cheating if you ain't trying. And if you don't get caught, it's all good.
Until
you get caught, that is.
Until you get caught. And then due to unfortunate circumstances, you won't be able to attend another FIFA game, soccer game, going to be banned from everything soccer concerned.
I mean, he can still watch it on TV.
Yeah.
He can still watch it on TV. But, okay, so we got that out of the way. So we definitely in agreement with saying he's not the smartest person in the world.
Okay, let me ask you this question. Which person looks stupider?
Out of?
The FIFA?
Him. Not the Josh? FIFA, yeah.
Josh look way...
He's a dummy. He's a dummy because I know you weren't there alone. We can even take your plan if he go get a regular ordinary job off the street.
Okay.
He did it himself, and he betted against his team. Mm-hmm. Which I don't know if that's necessarily bad because I don't think they won that game.
Well, now he gonna be exiled from the league.
No. He's suspended right now until the end of the 2020 season. He's trying to appeal it right now.
Well, what I'm saying about he may be exiled because if you did, how old is he right now?
Oh, I don't know. I never did get his age.
Oh, that's fine. It's stupid anyway. The reason I'm saying he may be exiled because if you did this against Arizona and you playing, what make us think you won't do it against us? For whatever team, decide to do it.
They said it was his first known act, which I'm gonna go with him and say it might have been.
It might have been.
But NFL. I just think that he looks dumb because you did it yourself.
You can't. Like,
Because you did it yourself. It doesn't make sense. You did it yourself, and for what? All
right.
For what? I'm saying it had to be the thrill. Did you do it for the thrill? If you didn't do it for the thrill, then I'm really gotta call you. You're gonna dumb me.
Did you do it for the money? Well, you already have enough of that, or supposed to. Or was your pockets hurting?
I guess the only smart thing about him is that he actually technically won the bet, or would have won the bet, because his team lost.
Yeah, of course.
It just doesn't look smart that you did it yourself. Like, I'm a professional athlete. I don't have to do anything I don't want to. And I know he was there with his friends or his girlfriend, baby mama, mom. He was there with somebody he knew.
The times we living in right now.
All he had to do was sit up there and say, hey, go put this money on this game. And I'm pretty sure he didn't bet for his team. He bet against them.
And fam, what
I
you
guess
doing?
That's the biggest thing.
Hold on. Let's get back to the other great area. What are you doing in Las Vegas?
He hurt.
Healed then.
He is healed. He's healing. He's healing while gambling. Nothing wrong with gambling. Like that's the oversight. It's nothing wrong with gambling. It's that you did it in your profession. You did it yourself.
I'm trying to figure out why he wouldn't go there anyway.
To go to Vegas?
Yeah.
Why not?
It's season, man. Try to get whatever wrong with you. Gambling ain't gonna do nothing for you.
It
can.
Not gambling gonna do nothing for you either. So he said, I'm gonna make the worst out of the best situation.
Man, this is what you do from now on.
The worst out of the best situation.
This is what you do from now on. If you have an iPhone or if you have Android, go to that Play Store app and you get on the little casino machine. Oh, wow. And gamble like that.
No, that's what you do from now on. Get on Google Play Store, and you, sir, go do a brain teaser. Let's see if you can get smarter, because that was dumb.
Yeah, find another hobby, man.
No, dude, you're just dumb.
Yeah, that was... Yeah.
Get some common sense.
Common sense.
Why you... Get some common sense. That's all I'm saying.
I'm clapping for that one.
I guess in that arena, since we staying on stupid, since we could be stuck on stupid. Let's go to Kyrie. Let's go to your boy.
All right. This one goes to my man Kyrie Irving for some reason.
This goes to the Boston Celtics fans.
This definitely goes to the Boston Celtics fans. Recently, not too long ago, Kyrie Irving, and he didn't play in the game. He wound up going to, he was playing with Boston, and then he said, this is where it goes crazy. He said in the middle of the season, last season, that I like it here, and if y'all want me to stay, I will stay. And then turmoil comes around. He's not getting along with his teammates, and it's just crazy. At the end of the season, he decides that, hey, I want to leave Boston. I'm going to Brooklyn. Kemba.
He did.
Which he did. And now Kemba's in Boston is positive. At one point, they were the number one seed in the East. I'm not sure how that is right now. I'm definitely not sure about it right now. It just seems like the team chemistry with Kemba on the team is getting better, and they're gelling better and better, as opposed since Kyrie played there for a couple of seasons, they were all over the place. In the 2019-2020 season, Brooklyn now goes back to Boston, which Kyrie, again, like I said, Kyrie Irving didn't play. And so Boston had posters up with Kyrie saying he's garbage and saying all this stuff. And when he went in the arena, they start booing him. Guess what everybody likes to do nowadays when they get their feelings hurt or when 20,000 some fans yelling at you?
Calling me.
Gears. What's the answer, Gear? Guess what people do nowadays?
Go to social media.
They go to social media. Exactly. So
Kyrie's funny.
Right. So Kyrie Irving goes on Instagram and types out this long, stupid paragraph.
Are you gonna read the whole thing or just some of it?
Man, I'm gonna read some of it. This is just a little bit too much.
Okay.
Let's start it off first with the first sentence. It happens all the time. And tonight just shows how sports / entertainment will always be ignorant and obtrusive. It's one big show that means very, very little in the real world that most people live in because there are actually things that matter going on within it. Like figuring out a life that means more to you than a damn ball going into a hoop. Or learning how to grow up being in a fishbowl of a society based on your popularity level as a person, or even dealing with becoming the leader of your family after someone's passing and not knowing how to deal with life after it happens. But this game of sports entertainment matters more than someone's mental health and well-being, right? Let me stop you right there. First of all, people have an opinion on who they like. And I'm not saying me being a Boston Celtics fan, because I'm not, as always, like show all day, every day. If people want to boo you because you're on the other team, guess what? They had it right. As a fan, right?
Fans got rights to boo.
They have rights to cheer for their team and not cheer for the other team. That's statement number one. Number two, don't place mental health in none of this, what's going on right now.
Why? It's the biggest thing going on now.
Yeah, but I feel like everybody using that as a crush now because they want to angle. It ain't even saying he's trying to profit off of it. You just want to say mental health, man. Mental health, mental health, mental health. Dog, chill. Two, what does you playing ball have to do with anything in the real world as far as it's one big show and people being ignorant slash being ignorant to sports and entertainment and all that? That it just don't make no sense.
So let me go ahead and jump in. Let's say this right here, right now. Let's just make this clear. He's a basketball player, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're fans. What's the difference between him and the fans? I got a few of them for you. It's a lot of reasons, but I got a few of them for you, right?
I could say $1 million, though.
No, not $1 million, several million. But
yeah, that's how I said $1 million.
We're gonna break it down in one thing. Down. It's paycheck, right?
Mm-hmm.
View. Because it's not that many people sitting courtside, right? So right. View, right? And since he wanna throw mental health in there, He needed though. Mental health, since he wanna throw that in there, let's say mindset, right?
Mm-hmm.
So sports and entertainment. Break them two words down. You playing the sports. And they there to be entertained.
Right.
Let's break down fan too while we're at it. You said fan. They're a fan. You left them. It doesn't matter whether you left on good terms or bad terms.
You left.
No. Not that. It's Boston is a very loyal, diehard fan base. Right?
Mm-hmm.
The reason why we can go back and point to that when they had the original big three in the league. Kevin Garnett, Ray Allen, Paul Pierce. When Ray Allen left, what them fans did?
Booed him until they couldn't anymore.
And he was significant in bringing them a championship. So what you think they're going to do to you, Kyrie, after you lied to them?
Right.
So, yes, they were going to boo you because you left. Whether you left on your terms or you left on their terms.
If you got traded,
they wouldn't care.
Right.
But you lied to me as a fan, and you said you were going to stay, and you didn't stay.
Right.
And you think that I'm not going to boo you? I'm speaking from their perspective, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, he goes in the throw that people take sports entertainment way too seriously. It's just about dribbling the ball, this is then the third. Well, Kyrie, let's say this to you right now. If it's just about that, and I love this because I've been thinking about it all day. So tell me this. Everybody say they love to play this game for free, right?
Right.
Why don't you? Give up your paycheck.
Right. Give it to me. Give $1 million away to a lucky homeless person. See what they do.
No, give away your whole paycheck for the rest of your life. And let's see if you like playing for free. Because we know it's a lie. So in order for your tail to have income, butt's got to be in the seats, right?
Mm-hmm.
If I'm a fan and you leave me, I'm supposed to what? Still cheer for you?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because I love the game. Basketball, I love my team. Sports are not built off of the love of the game purely. It's built off of me being loyal to my city, organization, team, player, whatever it may be. Imagine all the people he peed off by leaving that were fans of Kyrie in general.
That brought that to all them people out there that still may do have your jersey. That they paid their hard-earned money for, and we know them jerseys not cheap at all. Them jerseys cost $60, $90, or over $100. And you think you the only one that they not going to get mad at, not going to show their frustration for you at? And not only did you say you going to stay, but they didn't even see the results of everything that you had. Losing in the second round to the Milwaukee Bucks. Everybody thought y'all had a promising future, but oh, and this another thing. Let's get on to this too. What's that word we always like to use with each other when you place the blame on everybody else but don't place the blame on yourself?
I don't know, tell me.
Man.
Ownership.
Accountability.
I told you to tell me.
Thank you. Accountability. Being accountable for oneself.
So
let me make this point. Throughout that whole IG Live statement, not one time did he ever take accountability for anything. Or you could have done a simple thing like me and you always do. And if we mad at anything, we talk about it amongst ourselves, or we talk about it with our family, and we just let it go.
Well, I think, and I'm not gonna place all this on him,
of course,
because Boston's fan base is different. Mm-hmm. It's very spoiled. I think that's a good word to say. It's very spoiled. It's very demanding, and it's very loyal. Is not the word I'm looking for. They very, I don't know. Loyal is not the word I'm looking for, but I say all that to say, like, this is a very good environment to be in. If you're loyal to them, they'll be loyal back to you. Now, they want results, but they're going to ride for all Boston teams, right?
Mm-hmm.
You left them. You made them feel very vulnerable, i.e. like a relationship. So what do you think happens in a relationship when somebody feels vulnerable and that feeling is not reciprocated back? They lash out. They get mad. They gonna get even. And your even just happened to come when, oh, you got hurt and you didn't want to play. Now, I'm not speculating. I am, but I'm not. I'm not speculating that you didn't want to play that game because it was in Boston. I hope you truly were hurt. It's convenient that it happened to be this game that you decided to start sitting out. So now you have it to where the fans really gonna go in. Now they're going to call you a coward, right, which they were doing. Right. They're going to call you soft.
Sellout.
A sellout. They call you all these names. And what did you have to show for it?
Instagram post.
Because it wasn't your play. Oh, by the way, the player that replaced you had a game. And Boston is doing great this year.
Without you.
Without you. And they look like the team of old, where they're a whole team and not a superstar leading the team.
They look, that team that's playing right now look like the team after you got injured when they made it to the conference finals.
Yeah,
that's
with their young pieces. So, yes, that team looks way better. So, yeah, they're going to give it to you. And, no, they don't feel bad now only because, guess what? We're winning. You're not. And you're hurt. Again.
And you showed your frustration. You showed us everything that we knew about you already. Crying, whining on IG Live with that little page, whatever you want to call it.
You want to know what all this means?
What that mean?
The world's flat.
It means the world's flat. You said it, not me.
Kyrie said it, not me. Kyrie did say the world's flat. That's funny.
That's a fact.
It's still the funniest thing. And he tried to back it up. It's flat, though. People just understand that the world's flat. All right. Good on that one. You got anything else you want to get off?
No.
All right. Next thing that we want to go to is Tim Ryan's comments about Lamar Jackson. And they read as follows. Lamar Jackson's dark skin helps him hide a dark football when running fake handoffs in the Ravens' zone read heavy offense. Did you want to comment on it? Or you want me to just go ahead and...
You go ahead. Do your thing. Talk your...
So, Tim Ryan... You've been accused, I'm sorry, you weren't accused, you were found guilty of doing this same rhetoric with Colin Kaepernick. Only this time, this man right here just so happens to be the wrong one to do it with. And later on, I'll be talking about, in another episode, the evolution with black quarterbacks and still the setbacks. Let's just do the black athlete in general with football. It was said that black athletes used to not be, I guess you could say with any sport. Yeah, we'll just say with any sport. It's been said before in Jim Crow era, vice versa, the whole 9 yards. Back in the day, we're just going to say that. Back in the day, it was said that athletes that were black were inferior, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the start off. Then it was said that we weren't inferior. We were genetically superior, but because of the way that we were raised, the environment, who our parents were. So then it got the notion of saying, now we're just dumb jocks that have athletic abilities.
But can't
think while playing. Well, we can just fast forward into now. We're going to talk about Lamar Jackson, only for right now. Lamar Jackson was a quarterback come hella high water, from what he and his mother said coming into the league. It was said that he couldn't throw. I have that notion of saying that he couldn't throw short passes. We went over there before. You said he can make any throw. I said he needs to work on the short passes.
I was writing.
He still needs to work on the short pass. I'm not. Next year I can die on that cliff by myself if he still doesn't look like it. He can throw the deep ball. We've always said that. Anyway, but it's always been said that he's an athlete that can play quarterback. And that's been the whole notion with black quarterbacks in general. Right. They can only run. They can't throw.
Right. Or they don't have a high enough football IQ to make the right pass.
To make the right decision. Yeah, you're right. So now fast forward into this year. Last year, he was a rookie. He came in and replaced Joe Flacco. They were running. They just used him with his natural ability, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now you have this year, passer rate on fire. Leading the league in total offense with running and passing the ball on fire. Had thrown an interception in the month of November, because since we're now in December, I can make that claim now. Mm-hmm. On fire. If they keep this up to the end of the season, they will be the only team in NFL history to rush and pass for 200 yards. Right?
Right.
Boom. Now let's throw this in here too. Now you have this statement that was just made, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this statement is dumb. We know. It's idiotic. I ask you first before I keep going, is it something that you get upset about?
I would.
Why?
First of all, why make that statement anyway? And two, like we were saying before we started this, what may be funny to you may not be funny to me. And it's different with the times we're living in right now. You have to be conscious of what you're saying and when you're saying it and how you present it when you're saying it. So when he said, when he made that statement, and I, of course, when we found out that he made that statement, I'm just saying, why? What was the purpose of even making it? And it ain't nothing that you could tell me that it didn't come off that way. So for him to make that statement, first, let's shout out to the 49ers front office for getting him suspended. So big shout out to them for that. But you just have to know better.
I'm not shouting them out for that. You wanna know why?
It ain't the first time. I know.
It's not the first time. Why is he still working?
Yeah, why is he still working? But still, progress is progress.
Nah. You shout him out.
Besides the point, you just have to be cognizant and aware of everything that you're saying in today's society. And nothing that you can say. If you do an interview, if somebody asks you why you said it, and you come up with this little lame excuse, ain't nothing you will say will make me believe that wasn't a racist comment.
No, this is on air.
I know the game last week, yeah.
Well, see, my thing is, I guess I got to take it a step further than that. It's not just that it was offensive or whatever. It's what was your intent behind it? Like, what made you say it? I guess I'm going with what you're saying, but it's my whole thing is what made you say it, and like, was the intent to highlight how good he is? Was the intent to make a joke? Was the intent to say that, I mean, he really hides the ball well and it blends in with his skin tone so nobody ever knows if he has the ball? Like, it sounds very ignorant, one, but two, it's just like your intent behind it is ridiculous, and that's what you got to look at somebody like that when they make those comments. I guess my whole thing beforehand was this. Regardless of how you feel, I guess my whole thing is, what is it that is going to have to be done for you to admit that the black quarterback is here and it's here to stay? And on top of all that, you have to look at it. This year is going to be a proving ground. Yes, Joe Burrow could go one or whatever. And you may have some other quarterbacks that may go up there. But what teams do in the NFL is a copycat league. So the first thing you're going to see teams do is Tua Hurts, who everybody might not be high on, but guess what?
Right.
He looks like Kyler Murray and he looks like Lamar Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
He may not have the arm that a Russell Wilson has or Patrick Mahomes, but what can he do? He can run the ball. You can teach somebody how to throw. You can't teach somebody how to run.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that you have to look at is this. It's a copycat league. And that's why I was telling you when we were talking. Yeah, Joe may be quote unquote the best, but he has a couple years under his belt. But he doesn't go with the progression of what's going to happen in the NFL.
And even you remember on Sunday when we were talking and we met the guy at Hooters and we were all talking about the quarterbacks then and we talking about the quarterbacks now. And we all agreed on this same sentiment that quarterbacks, they're not standing in the pocket no more, being any more pocket passers. They like, both of y'all mentioned it and I agree with y'all. Nobody not about to stay in the pocket, and you have one 300-pound defensive or 280-pound defensive lineman coming at you full speed. You want to stay in the pocket and get licked up like that? Well, no.
And this is a statement we made was you can't have a quarterback who doesn't have mobility. And I'm not talking about mobility to move around in the pocket because every quarterback should have that. It's mobility to A, be able to run, or B, be able to get outside the pocket to deter somebody to make them come up and hit you right. Or get off of a receiver or a running back or whoever.
Right.
The thing is, nowadays, even the defensive line and linebackers, well, not necessarily linebackers, but defensive linemen have switched to where they're not big, bulky, and slow.
Right.
They're slimmer. They're still big, but you have some that are slimmer.
And are faster, man.
And you got the big ones that are just as fast. You have linemen running what quarterbacks run now. Mm-hmm. You got some linemen that run what receivers run, and definitely what tight ends run.
Yep. And we can all attest, when Reggie Bush came in the league in college at USC, lightning, he was the man. He was the man. And the Saints picked him up. They picked him up. Man, it was just... He got humbled real quick because his thing, what he relied on, of course, hitting the hole. If he can get on the outside in college, he could beat that lineman or that linebacker.
Because Pac-12 didn't have defenses like
that. Yeah. And Pac-12 didn't have defenses like that. So when he comes to the NFL, to the Saints, and he's trying to get outside, he got to go out of bounds, only getting 1 yard because the linemen are keeping up with him.
They fast or faster.
Yeah, I ain't gonna say it faster than he is. But
no,
they,
it's. But I'm saying it's some that are faster than him. Like yes, Reggie was fast, but he wasn't the fastest when he came out.
Mm.
So it was linebackers who can run the same thing that he would. They clock in like amazing numbers. Like I think Reggie ran a 4.5. Linebackers run 4.5. Surprisingly, now you got some linemen clocking 4.7, and they're. Because Reggie wasn't the tallest. So imagine a lineman that's 6'5", 6'6", that's running a 4.6, 300-something pounds. And yeah, you might have him beat by 0.1 second, but he's longer than you.
Right.
So if I get my hands on you.
That's all you need.
My whole thing is to deter you or to tackle you.
Mm-hmm.
So if I can deter you off your route, somebody else is going to come right behind me.
Right.
So now it's like, dude.
And now you got to go out of bounds.
Your speed doesn't amount for anything. It's toughness, yes, speed is still in there, but people are running the same thing you are. So it's not about me getting to the outside faster.
Right.
It's about, am I going to hit this hole fast and depend on my blockers? Or am I just going to depend on my speed and think that's going to make it? And there's been other players that do it too. But that's a good point.
Yeah.
The whole thing about commentators and sports reporters and other people, they make the comments that he's not equipped to throw the ball, but he's fast. So, for a while, the Wildcat, that's where the Wildcat came from. Wildcat was, well, they can't throw the ball like we want to, but we'll have them running.
Right.
So, yeah, everybody catches up with the Wildcat now.
Yeah.
And this is just an evolution of it. It's no longer, oh, they can't throw the ball. No, it's not the prototypical, you have to sit back there, hike the ball, and throw it at an acute angle, and your arm can't reach outside this, otherwise it won't go. No, nobody cares about that.
Mm-hmm.
If you can run outside... If you can run, number one, it's a bonus, right?
Right.
If your quarterback can't run, it's a bonus to my offense. If you can throw the ball, throw it, right? Mm-hmm. You don't have to be perfect at it. We can work on you getting better at throwing the ball. But I need you to effectively and efficiently begin to throw it with intent on completing and not turning it over.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you have with Lamar? Boom. Patrick Mahomes to a certain extent. Patrick is a... How they call it on Madden, improviser. Cool, fine. He's an improviser. Guess what he can do, though? He can run if he needs to.
Yeah.
And he improvises outside the pocket, and he is fast, quick to a certain degree. So, no, even if you get your hands on him, you may not tackle him. Russell Wilson.
Same way.
Been doing it for eight years. Right? Kyler Murray is another one. Wait till next year.
Aaron Rodgers.
But see, this is the thing. They give Aaron Rodgers all the credit for being a scrambler. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying white, black, anything like that. But if he was black, are you still saying the same thing?
Nope.
No. You saying, well, why can't he stay in the pocket and be a pocket passer? It ain't the game no more.
Nah, man.
If you want to win, you got to have somebody who can move.
Yep. Even Cam Newton, when he went to the Super Bowl and his MVP season.
By Cam.
Yes, by Cam. But
Ron Rivera gone by Cam.
But, yeah, he again, another one that came out and just did the wildcat. But he could actually throw a real good deep ball and was definitely precise on that. But,
yeah.
It was just.
Yeah. No, I agree. So
it was the thing to do. Still is the thing to do.
It was a dumb statement, one. Two, stop moving the goalpost back for black quarterbacks. He killing it. Give him his props. As you know, the young people say, I sound old when I say that, but as young people say, give him his flowers. My man tearing it up. Mm-hmm. He probably going to be the MVP. It should be him and Russell Wilson one because it's just co-MVP because they're having a good year. But I'm okay if it's just Lamar. I say give it to him.
Yeah.
Russell should get it too, though. It should be a co-MVP because Russell still ain't got one yet. And he barely get votes.
And African-American. So.
Yeah, damn. They killing it.
Yeah.
They killing it. So get over it. Get over it, Tim. I wish you suspended longer than the game. Get over it. All right. Let's get to the burning. I don't even want to talk about this no more.
I don't either.
So let's get to HBCUs. It's always a great weekend for our HBCU and the little brother.
The little brother, yeah.
So we have the story rival that happens on Thanksgiving weekend on Saturday. It used to be at 1 or 2 o'clock. Now it's at 4.
Four, right.
So we have the Bayou Classic.
Held in
New Orleans, Louisiana.
There you go.
Great game, great rivalry, great environment, right?
All the way.
Like you got Southern. That's the little brother school. And you got the
Grambling State University.
You have both of these schools year in and year out battling. And guess what, folks? Whoever wins this game usually goes to the SWAC championship. Yep. So it always has big implications. Well.
And even if you don't go, if your team win, you still get bragging rights for a year.
No, you definitely have to have bragging rights because it is an in-state rivalry.
It is one of the best rivalries in college football. I don't care what nobody say to me, but I'm biased, so okay.
Well, no, it's probably one of the best rivalries. It's not just because we went to school. It's because it has to do with the environment. So, yes, you have Ohio State doing little different things with the walking, moonwalking man and cutting Michigan.
Yeah, all of that Michigan.
That's great. That's great.
Nobody don't care. That's fine. I don't care about that.
Go look it up, folks. Grambling State plays a song, talking out the side of your neck, right? Guess who else plays that?
Everybody in the world.
They what? Everybody where?
Everybody in the world.
We world fame, right?
World fame.
We world fame. So it has to do with the battle of the bands between Grambling and Southern. And these bands work hard year in and year out. And most of the times you have where we go play bigger schools, nobody's concerned about the game. Not even their school. They're concerned about the Grambling's band and Southern's band, HBCU band, MEAC bands too.
MEAC band.
So
give them a shout out.
Everybody, when they come to this game, it's about the whole thing. Not just the football game, but the bands as well. So anyway, bragging rights are on the line. SWAC championship going to is on the line as well, right? Mm-hmm. What a game, right?
What a game.
What cheating we have going on, though.
Yes. Let's not forget about that.
So let's get into, I guess, a little bit of a breakdown of the game, right?
Okay.
So we started out hot as Grambling.
Right.
And Southern, you know, struck back, but it was going in our favor. It was still, you know,
at that point, 23-3.
Yeah, it was still a decently contested game, I guess you can say.
Mm-hmm.
But my thing was, we got this in hand. We should be able to run away with this, right? I still didn't think the offensive play calling was what it needed.
It definitely lacked, especially in the second half.
It lacked at the end of the second quarter.
Right.
So we definitely. I think we definitely got to do some improvements on that. But it started lacking in the second quarter. Well, that's when Southern started to make their run. And it's a game of runs, and it's a game of inches, right? at the end of the second quarter, though. And I've never seen it.
Me neither.
That's the first thing I said when this happened. I never seen
it. Let's and I know where you're going. Let's go back to the big play. So they threw maybe what I believe a 40-yard pass.
And yeah, about a 40-50-yard pass.
And they, at that time, they were on our 20-yard line, and the quarterback threw a 10-yard pass, and a guy caught it inbounds, right? Mm-hmm. So at that point in time, it was when he threw that pass, it was 8 seconds left on the clock because the guy did not go out of bounds.
It's for Southern versus Grambling.
Yeah, Southern versus Grambling.
Southern offense, Grambling's defense.
Yeah, so he completed the pass with 18 seconds left. And Tom went off the clock with 8 seconds left. And so they didn't have any more timeouts. And all we had to do was just... Well, all we had to do was just let the clock keep going.
No, depending
to the last play.
You got it wrong. They threw the pass out of bounds. I mean, they thought it might have went out of bounds. They thought he didn't have possession.
Out of the ball, yeah.
Yeah. So he threw an out pass or a curl, whatever, and the boy caught it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was a challenge going on whether he stayed in bounds or he didn't stay in bounds. So a timeout was called, they reviewed it, whatever. And you said it first. Regardless of what happened, 10 seconds got to run out of the clock.
Right.
Because you've taken time away or whatever. So 10 seconds had to run out the clock. Well, the 10 seconds had went out the clock.
Right.
And it was 8 seconds left.
Right.
So from 18 to 8. That's the 10 seconds left, right?
Mm-hmm.
They then had Southern's coach, Big Worm, Big Perm, sitting up there yelling, crying, complaining to the referee.
And there should be 18 seconds left on the clock.
And he complained so much to where they put those 10 seconds back on the clock. It wound up being 18 seconds. Well, they're on the, 5-6 yard line?
At that point in time, they run another play, and then they don't get the touchdown, and then they get it again, and then they score.
Yeah, because it was a little quick play. But that's where the controversy come in. Not only did you get them that 10 extra seconds back, but they ran a play. Now, anybody that knows anything about football, and if you don't, we're going to break it down for you right here.
Let's break it down.
When you run a play, the ref has to come back in. So they ran the ball. They ain't even thought about it. They ran the ball.
Right.
They ran the ball. They did not get in. We stopped them. This is on the goal line. I've never seen a ref do this. Usually whenever you run a play, you run the ball, the ref has to come in and spot the ball again. It takes them time to spot the ball. This ref literally sat there and ran his little tail in there. And when he ran in there so fast, I've never seen a ref
Put the ball down and run out the way.
Right. It never happens. They have to spot the ball at least and put it down calmly. This fool ran in there, set it down, got out the way. Never seen it before. They got the ball hiked within 2 seconds, ran it in for a touchdown. And that's where momentum had changed. Well, then they come back out. Now we got a battle going on, right?
Right.
We got a battle going on, Southern going, Grambling's going. We cheering for Grambling. We're going, ooh, all this stuff. So Southern gets it. Bad field goal kicking had to be the goal of this whole afternoon. Our field goal kicker missed the extra point, missed 2 field goals prior to the last one. And then Southern's field goal kicker actually missed an extra point, which now in the fourth quarter, you have the game at 30-28.
Mm-hmm.
We have one timeout left.
With
10 seconds left. Let's even go back before then. We did a great job marching down the
field. Yeah.
Great job marching down the field. So we have 10 seconds left, one timeout. Because we let the clock run down so much. So we had 10 seconds left, one timeout. We had used the other one. We had, we got it in. We was good. So instead of us trying to run one play to get this first down where they stopped the clock. Under 2 minutes in college football to reset the chains.
Right.
So if we get the first down, not only do we have the chains being reset, we can run the play or get ready to run the play, or we can call the timeout and go for it. Keep in mind, people, I just told you, field goal kicker missed an extra point.
And missed
2 field goals.
Right.
Okay, again, 10 seconds left, timeout, right?
Mm-hmm.
What do? We go kick a field goal.
Out of range.
So they... they ice the kicker, meaning they call the timeout.
Not one, but 2 timeouts.
But 2 timeouts, back to back. It's like a 28-yard field goal, I guess.
don't know how many yards.
It was shorter than all his other ones he had missed. So I guess a 28 yard. I'm gonna say 28. I'll look it up. We'll get those facts straight. He is poised to win the game for us right after all this. I said it. Nobody else heard me. Nobody else agreed with me. I said, call this timeout and let's just go for it.
Right here.
You can low-key, because it was inside the 20, you can low-key get you two plays off under 10 seconds.
Right.
You just got to throw it fast. It's not even a Hail Mary. This is inside the red zone at this point. He can throw the ball in the end zone. He can throw too quick. He can throw a quick out, and then you closer to the end zone. Anything but let him kick this field goal. I won't say who I heard it from. I won't say anything else about it, but he shouldn't have been kicking. We shouldn't even kick the field goal that evening.
Yeah, we both, after it was all said and done, you said before he even kicked it, let's go for it. I said I want to have faith in him. Let's go and try to win the game. And unfortunately, when he did it, the ball didn't even go over 10 yards. It didn't even reach the height of 10 yards.
How do you kick the ball so low to where it doesn't even have air on
it? That ball was, when he kicked it,
it didn't even get off the ground.
The height was
towards a 6'5 person.
Right, towards a 6'5 person, if that. That's how the ball got.
And I don't know
if it got blocked or if he just kicked it that way.
I don't think he was going to make it regardless.
I think he was.
No. I don't think he's going to make it regardless.
Well, if
he had already proved us wrong already twice, three times. He wouldn't have made it. But my whole thing is this. I'm not getting on a field goal kicker. Y'all have a very hard job. And this is a hint here for anybody who's going to listen and know. You should practice on kicking. There's a lesson in there somewhere.
Practicing
kicking. You should practice on kicking. You miss and cost us that game. I don't care what nobody say. Yes, we have questionable play calling on both sides of the ball.
And we could low-key.
But if you would have made one of them field goals, we'd have won. One. You kicked a 45-yard field goal. It didn't even move. You just kicked it.
But in warm-ups, you just kicking it out the...
No, he wasn't kicking out the...
I mean, well, maybe it would have been closer, but no.
He wasn't kicking it. I'm telling you, he wasn't.
Well, let's not blame all of it on him.
No, he getting blamed.
He's part of the blame.
You should practice kicking.
He's part of it.
That's the message again. You should practice kicking. I know my cousin out there feel me. You should practice kicking.
No,
you cost us the game. Because you missed three field goals and extra points.
And they all count. That's true.
You missed. You definitely terrible. We get one more thing in sports and in life. This is my question to you.
Okay.
Do you perform better when you're mad or happy?
When I'm angry. I think that's the best. When you have somebody calling you out that's doubting you. Oh, my God. I can talk about this all day. But I perform better when I'm mad. I perform better when people doubt me. And even when people don't doubt me, I still feel in myself that they are. So to me, I have to prove to myself what I can do.
Well, I was about to say, doubting that isn't necessarily mad that they doubt you. Yeah, I'm talking about like, so you had to be mad in order to perform.
Doubt. Both of me. And even like, for example, when I was getting my life, health, and accident license, unfortunately, I failed it a couple of times. But with hard work, with the good Lord bless me, and with you, mom and dad, by my side, I knew I was going to get it. I just didn't know when. But I knew I had to sacrifice a lot of stuff. And I had to make that sacrifice inside my head to tell me that, hey, in order for you to do this, you're going to have to go through this particular obstacle. And also, with this particular obstacle, you have people doubting you. They don't think you even good enough to even get it.
So yours comes from external then?
Mine's come from external.
No, I don't. I would have said that last time. If we would have talked about this some years ago, I would have been on your side. I don't necessarily perform like that. I'm motivated. I'm self-motivated. But I just perform better when it's like of clear mind and conscious now. Because with me, it's like I already know. I got that visualization in my head. I'm going to do better. I'm going to win. I'm going to whatever. Everything about a win.
Mm-hmm.
You can win if you try. Blah, 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 all that. I know that clear minds don't always prevail when they're angry or occupied. So me, mine is I'm like you, self-motivated and stuff like that, but I have to be of clear mind. So even with whenever you playing sports, like, it's a certain level of aggression you got to have, but I now, me personally, how I am in my life, now I err on the side of Larry Fitzgerald. Like, nobody can get inside his head. Like, everybody, like, I try to trash talk the dude. He
won't, like, go Rich Sherman.
Yeah. Right. He just won't go for it. Nicest dude ever, whatever, the whole nine yards. And that's through growth or whatever. But me, it's more about self-motivation, one, being of clear mind, sound, and body. That's me, personally, my personal pick.
Well, let me ask you this question. Let's say you were playing football and you have a DB, y'all lined up, and he just saying, oh, he just talking, like saying, you ain't, you trash, like all of that.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. As back then, I would have been like, yeah, I got to be mad or whatever. Now, it's not like that. Like, I'm more of a quiet assassin, I guess you could say. Like, I can talk back to you and not be mad. Like, it's cool to go back and forth. I ain't saying that because it's part of our culture, at least, talk trash. I don't have to perform mad anymore, though.
I don't talk trash until somebody start talking trash to me. But I'll be the
said most, yours is external, so that it makes sense.
Yeah, but I'm the most silent dude when it playing basketball. Like, somebody be talking trash to me, I'm like, all right, that's but I ain't gonna let you know. But I do know. I know what you're saying, and I'm telling you, I'm coming back at
you. Yeah, but I'm saying to this day. But external factors leads to you getting ramped up and going to another level, right?
Right. Even high school. My high school coach, he was. He wasn't the nicest coach, but he got me motivated.
Yeah, I get that. But I'm saying external factors is what leads you to it, right? Right?
Right.
Okay, that's all I'm saying. I'm saying you got yours and I got mine. I ain't saying that it don't go like that. I'm saying for me now, that ain't how I perform no more, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's all I was saying. That was just a question that I had running through my mind.
What y'all think?
Yeah, you can hit us up on social media and tell us. So what's your picks for the week with music-wise that you want people to listen to?
My picks for the week goes to the GOAT, my favorite hip hop artist that just turned 50, Jay-Z, Can't Knock the Hustle, and Jay-Z featuring Scarface and Beanie Siegel, Somehow, Someway.
So I got a couple. Larry June, Smoothie at Midnight, and Russ featuring Bia, I guess you can say, Best on Earth. Those a couple topics. I mean, that's a couple music picks that we have for y'all. Listen to them. You probably gonna like them. We won't see you wrong, whatever it may be. We come to the end. Pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty decent.
We did our thing.
As always, website, www.bottomlinesportstalk.com. Of course, this podcast is called The Bottom Line Sports Talk.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Instagram and Twitter, BL Sports Talk 51. That is BL Sports Talk 51. On Instagram and Twitter, we actually are getting Facebook ramped up, coming up with a few different ideas. Yes, follow us, love us, appreciate us, because we appreciate love, and we'll follow back. Yep. Until next week, y'all have a great week. Enjoy these games this weekend. Stay up.
Be cool. Stay cool.
Yeah, stay cool. That's decent. Stay cool.
Stay cool.
Stay level-headed.
Yeah, stay humble.
Ooh, be humble, Kendrick Lamar.
Hey.
Bet. All right, y'all. We will see y'all next week. Y'all will hear us next week. Till then, stay breezy.
Peace.